Well, a big story breaking overnight in the UK. A Sky News investigation has revealed a drug given to pregnant women in Britain in the 60s and 70s led to severe birth defects. And when research revealed the link, it appears it was covered up. The drug, Primidos, led to babies being born with malformed limbs, abnormalities in their internal organs, brain damage and heart defects. So Primidos was used in essence to determine whether a woman was pregnant or not. Not an easy feat in those days. Marie Leon is the chair of the Association for Children Damaged by Hormone Pregnancy Tests. Hello to you, Marie.
Oh, hello, Rachel.
You took this drug when you were pregnant with your first child. Was it almost a formality back then?
It was something, actually, it was unexpected for me. I went to the doctors. It was my first pregnancy. And my understanding was it would be a urine test, which was actually available at the time. So it was quite a surprise, but albeit a nice surprise, that I was just asked to take two tablets and I would know the result within a few days. Unfortunately, I didn't question what the tablets were, and of course that's something that I've regretted all of these years later.
Your daughter was born and her arm didn't develop below the elbow.
That's right.
At what point did you start to think that Primidos might have been the cause of that?
I didn't at all. It was only when she was 8 years of age in 1978, and I was contacted by the new association for children who'd been damaged by these pills, and they just said to me, did you take any tablets? Which, of course, I said no. And then when they asked what had happened at the doctor's and I explained that I'd taken two tablets, they said, well, did you realise what was in them? Which, of course, I hadn't any idea that they were actually 40 times the strength of an oral contraceptive. I was absolutely horrified.
The drug was manufactured at the time by the German company. I think it's Schering, isn't
Schering.
It?
Schering. Yes, it is. Schering.
And nowadays, that belongs to Bayer. What's been their response?
Well, Bayer Schering have always denied that there's any link. That has never altered whatsoever. Albeit there have been cases throughout the world. I know that it was sold in New Zealand, and I do know that the New Zealand Health Authority forced the drug company to actually withdraw the drug in 1975. So, it's not that there's only been cases in England. There have been cases throughout the world, but particularly in England, yes, because that's where I think the drug was more common. And obviously, this is where we've found all the evidence as well.
Certainly, as this story has broken overnight, and the UK will be following up any New Zealand links, and, you know, just as you mentioned there, throughout the course of the day here, Marie, what do you want to happen now?
I would like basically that Bayer Schering admit that they were aware that there were problems with this drug. They did continue to sell the drug throughout the world despite knowing it was also used as an abortifacient. So many women actually lost their babies either through stillbirth or miscarriage, unaware of the fact that this was a direct cause of the tablets. So I would like full admission. I don't want an apology because that's actually worthless. But just an admission that they were aware that this drug could affect the fetus. We believe it did affect the fetus and that they failed in their duty to actually protect the female population.
You'll keep pushing until you get that, Marie?
I most certainly will. Yes.
The very best of luck to you, and thank you for sharing with us your story this morning. Marie Leon, who took this drug, Primidos, and whose daughter was born with an arm that didn't develop below the elbow. I should point out, she went on to great things. She drives a geared car. She obtained a bronze swimming medal. She's competed in horse riding events. But many, many people weren't so lucky. Some children died, some born with spina bifida, a number of abnormalities. Well, as you heard earlier, the pregnancy drug Primidos was meant to determine whether a woman was pregnant or not. This was back in the 60s and 70s in the UK. But what we now know is that Primidos was a super strength contraceptive that is now linked to severe birth defects. Jason Farrell is the Sky News investigations reporter who broke this story. Jason, I know you've been working on this case for 6 years now. Do you have any indication of how many people this might have affected?
Hi, Rachel. Well, I think that it was distributed to about 1.5 million women in the UK alone. And not all of them would have used it as a pregnancy pill. Some of them either used it for regulating periods, that kind of thing. And they started to use it more and more as a pregnancy test over time. Obviously, some of those women wouldn't have been pregnant, so it wouldn't have affected them. And some women weren't affected by it. But the documents we show is that one in five, well, there was 5-to-1 risk of malformations found by the British regulator. And in terms of numbers elsewhere, I mean, I think it was used widely, perhaps often under different names. There were different manufacturers who made hormone pregnancy tests as well. And I think it was pretty much a worldwide thing. Certainly we found that it was used in India, in America. I think it was also used in Australia and New Zealand. And and certainly it was produced in Germany and used there as well. And it has lots of different brand names. So the documents that we found referred to the brand name Primidos and Doigenon, which is the Doigenon is a German name. But they all point to this issue around the problem of malformations or causing miscarriage is another thing that was found by the Royal College of GPs here in the UK. And the real thing that just really disturbed me was that the regulator here destroyed his records. He contacted the manufacturer, he told them about the risk, and rather than letting the public know about this one in five risk, that seemed to disappear, that figure. And until today, it's never been made public. And I just think that's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary that the British regulator found this link and then destroyed the records. That is just, it's difficult to fathom how on earth that would come about. So why did that happen, do you think? What has your investigation revealed?
It's really difficult to know the complete motivation behind this particular regulator. One, we do know that there were close links between this particular person and the manufacturer. Unfortunately, he has died now, so we can't ask him and challenge him about why he did it. We can only see from the records that he did do it. But he says to the manufacturer, he says he wants to take the unofficial route, not to draw too much attention to it. And he wanted to do this to so that they could avoid medico-legal challenges. So he specifies to these guys. He doesn't say, look, let's take this drug off the market. This is dangerous. He says, you guys, look, this is likely to come out. You need to take some sort of some action to try and protect yourselves. It's basically what he says. And he is, it's not his job to protect the manufacturer. It is actually specifically his job to protect the public. And it's a total, in my view, breach of duty to not let the public know what he has discovered. And it's incredible that seems to have happened.
Indeed. The pharmaceutical company that Bayer, who's taken over Schering now, who produced this drug, they say the historic link between Primidos and congenital malformations are extremely weak. And they go on to say that at the time, what they did was in compliance with prevailing laws. So what can happen now? And has the government taken a position on this yet?
Well, the Department of Health here has released a statement today welcoming the investigation. And they, when you say we've been looking at this for a long time, over 6 years, but over the course of that period, we have produced certain revelations. And in 2014, after last time, they did launch an expert working group, which is still currently examining the drug. And that's due to report back this year. In the meantime, while that's happened, we've uncovered these documents, and there's other revelations in the documentary that we haven't yet revealed about this drug and other legal action and so on and so forth. So there's still more of the jigsaw that we're going to reveal later. But I think the families, and there was a group of about 700 families here in the UK, have got legal advisors and will be considering taking a legal challenge against the manufacturer and potentially against the regulator, you know, which is a government-led body, because you could, it's very difficult in any drugs situation to prove absolutely certainly that there was a causal link between a drug and a malformation. Even thalidomide really struggled. But they could, I think it's very hard to defend the idea that enough was not known at the time to make more decisive action by the regulator.
Indeed.
And take this drug off the market.
Jason Farrell, appreciate your time. Sky News Investigations reporter who broke this story. So this drug, it's a hormone drug that you would take, two pills. You'd take one and then 12 hours later you'd take another. And if you got your period, apparently that was the sign that you weren't pregnant. If you didn't, you were. And as Jason and earlier Marie Leon, who's part of this group driving for action on this, have said, you know, it was used, they say, certainly marketed in Australia and New Zealand, maybe under a different name, a hormone pregnancy test. Perhaps you know someone who took one or took one yourself. We'll be investigating this a lot more throughout the course of the morning.